Boston is one of dozens of cities across the country hoping to lure Amazon as Amazon hunts for its second headquarters. The lure is what Amazon calls up to 50,000 high-paying jobs. WBUR's Asma Khalid reports on the impact Amazon could have on the area's tech talent pool.
Talk to a tech worker in Boston, and they all essentially say the same thing. There is a massive labor shortage. Just listen to Sarah Downey. She works at Accomplice. It's a venture capital firm in Cambridge that invests in early stage tech companies.
Hiring is the number one problem for every portfolio company we have. And we have over 200. So this is the thing that everyone is struggling with. Everyone's trying to hire engineers. Everyone's trying to retain engineers.
There are roughly 17 job openings for every one computer science grad. And sometimes, Downey says, she has this fear, this dystopian vision, that Amazon could just crush everyone.
I worry, and I think a lot of us have been worrying, that there will be a brain drain, that Amazon's just going to come in here and kind of steal all of the engineers. And that's the worst case scenario, right?
Yeah, but not likely.
If you're the kind of person who wants to go be an engineer at Amazon, at least at that stage of your life, you're probably not the same person who wants to work for, like, a small startup.
Plus, she says, Amazon could actually boost the startup ecosystem. After all, look at Silicon Valley. Plenty of people spend a few years at Google or Facebook and then go on to launch their own companies. In interview after interview, CEOs and venture capitalists insisted that an Amazon HQ2 would be a huge win for Boston. I should mention Wayfair, the Boston-based e-commerce company, declined to comment for this story. But in general, the logic is that talent begets talent.
I think having a big name like Amazon, I think that will help draw more talent to the area.
That's J.D. Sherman, President and Chief Operating Officer at HubSpot.
It would certainly be more competitive for positions. That's going to happen anyway, because I think the Boston tech scene is getting more and more vibrant.
And Colin Engel, the CEO of iRobot, agrees. He says, sure, it might get a little harder to hire in the short term, but in the long run, it would be easier.
iRobot, I'm sure, would lose some, but we would also get some.
Engel knows Amazon's founder, Jeff Bezos, personally. Says he was sort of a mentor to him years ago. And he says, knowing how smart Bezos is, he can't imagine Amazon wouldn't make Boston a more attractive tech city.
I don't view it as a zero-sum game competing for the same talent pool. I view it as a big enough statement that the entire ecosystem is raised.
Engel points out that every year, thousands of students get their college degrees and then move away. Amazon could help keep them here, validate that Boston is a legit tech city. And one way to solve the talent problem is to import people, or at least retain people. But Muhammad Ali, the CEO of Carbonite, says an Amazon HQ2 could actually be an opportunity for the state to invest in developing talent, say, improving tech education in high schools.
What we can't do is bring Amazon here, provide massive tax incentives, don't educate our population, and then what we have is just massive competition for talent, and it's just a limited few that benefit. That is not a good outcome.
A good outcome for him would benefit all Bostonians, including those folks who are often overlooked in the knowledge economy. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.